Happens 99.1 FM Talk.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
64 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Thursday afternoon. We have 64 degrees right now. Our top local stories this hour. Appeal denied in a high-profile murder case that shook Verdi. Coming up, Washoe's DA reacts to the Nevada Supreme Court swatting away the appeal of Jesse Wright. Well, he's going away for a long time. Directly ahead, just how long of a sentence a convicted child predator got slammed with inside a Washoe County courtroom. And a substitute teacher grabs two kids by the neck. On the way, why the sub committed the act of violence against two Fernley Intermediate School students. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. A very good afternoon to you. It is 12:07 right here at FM News Talk, and a very good afternoon to you, Jerry.
Well, good afternoon to you. Apparently, it's Saturday. With that intro, I don't know where that came from. It's The Weekend with Greg and Jerry. Well, California could explore reintroducing grizzly bears if the state passes a bill. How do you get a local Nevada story out of the Elon Musk versus Sam Altman OpenAI case? We'll show you how later this hour. And we had another request for the results of the daily poll from Monday. That question was, should Nevada continue to give driving privilege cards? That's what the politicians called them when they did. And the question was, should they continue? And we'll give you the results of that vote because we've got an email from a listener who didn't hear the results. We'll get those to you along with more on that story this hour. It's the noon news here at 991 FM Talk. You can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback is always welcome. Tap on the shout out cloud on the menu bar and you can voice your question or comment, whatever it is. You can get that free at the App Store. And you can also text us at 775-884-9910. It's 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right, Jerry, and it is our top local story this Thursday afternoon, and it was a case of murder that rocked Verdi. Jesse Wright was convicted in the murder of his girlfriend, Jessica Griffin, back in 2024. He appealed to the Nevada Supreme Court, and today the court said no. Washoe's DA says the state high court made the right move here.
This decision by the Nevada Supreme Court reinforces what the jury's verdict made clear. This was a calculated, deliberate act domestic violence that demanded accountability at the highest level.
DA Chris Hicks, the jury in the case, originally sentenced Wright to life in prison without parole.
While no decision can undo the profound loss suffered by Jessica's family, this outcome affirms that their voices were heard and that justice endures.
Wright's attorneys had argued the court hearing the case had excluded evidence that he had acted in self-defense. Well, it is life in prison as well for a man convicted of sexually assaulting several children. Robert Vasquez learned his fate inside a Washoe County courtroom this morning. He will not be eligible for parole for 141 years, effectively sealing him behind bars for the rest of his life. Hicks calls this one a strong statement.
These sentences ensure that Robert Vasquez will never again have the opportunity to harm a child. The courage shown by these victims in coming forward cannot be overstated. Their voices were heard and justice has been delivered.
Vasquez was found guilty of several counts.
The victim's mother and Chief Deputy District Attorney Peg Samples argued the court to impose the maximum sentence, citing the devastation that Vasquez caused to the victims and their family, and the need to ensure that Vasquez could never harm another child.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe County DA. FM News Talk time, 12:10. Jerry?
And we had another request, Greg, for the results of the daily poll from Monday. The question was, should Nevada continue to give driving privilege cards to illegal aliens? That's what the politicians call them. You can just call them driver's licenses if you want to. 100% of the vote was no. And I don't think we've ever done a poll that got 100% of the vote going one way on anything, even years ago when we did the poll on a daily basis. Now, think about this for just a few seconds. That's all it takes. In the 4 years of the open borders and under Joe Biden and her with the murders, multiple murders of U.S. citizens by illegals, criminals. You remember the names, Lake and Riley. It was the 12-year-old from Texas, Jocelyn Nungary, Rachel Morin. She was the mother of five, and others and others. And right here in Nevada, a grandfather killed by an illegal in Las Vegas, and Amber Brown, that was a nurse that was killed in Las Vegas by an illegal because of reckless driving. I'll take a guess that he had one of those driver's licenses. Was she killed because Nevada Republicans and Democrats approved and voted not only to give the illegals the privilege of driving legally in Nevada, but to make you and me pay for it, to make it happen? Almost $1 million allocated to pay for interpreters, among other things, to make sure that criminals got their driving privilege card here in Nevada. So after 4 years of illegals invading our country, killing fellow Nevadans, fellow Americans, did you hear once Governor Lombardo or any Democrat or any Republican propose a bill to stop giving criminals driver's licenses? And not even thinking maybe about the two women in Gardnerville that were killed by an illegal, or the couple in Reno that were killed by the illegal, the same illegal that drove to and from, maybe with the driving privilege cards given to him by Republicans and Democrats. Instead, well, I don't know, I'll wait. Did you hear anybody propose a bill to stop that insanity? Instead, you have the governor and several Republicans, including Mark Amadé, endorsing a candidate for Congress, the 2nd District, that voted for put criminals, illegal aliens, ahead of you and me, and made you and me pay for it. So, Charles, thank you for the email. First of all, Charles, do you have a dog named Snoopy by any chance, or a wife named Lucy? Charles Brown emailed us with that question, and the result again, 100% no. Do not continue and stop that insanity. And we may put that poll up again just to draw more attention to it and the fact that no Republican has presented or proposed a bill to stop that, or a Democrat, or anybody for that matter in our legislature, or the governor, Governor Lombardo. Speaking of news polls, a bit of a surprise in the news poll that's going on right now. You can go to 921fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. Right in the middle of the page, you'll see a new poll. Who are you voting for in the Congressional District 2 primary? And David Flippo, we picked five of the 13. There are 13 candidates in that race right now. David Flippo only with 2.5%. Here's a surprise. George Forbush, 71, almost 72% of the vote. James Settlemyer, 2.5%. Fred Simon Jr., 5%. Jesse Watts, 0. And none of the above at 18%. I don't know if you were around, Greg. I don't think you were. Several years ago, there was a the primary. It was Brian Sandoval, or as I call him, Bernie Sandoval, running against a Democrat. And that was Harry Reid's son that wound up running against him. But in the primary, none of the above on the Democrat side won. And just one of the interesting things about Nevada elections. It is 12:15, and now with a first look at your noon news traffic, here is Phil. Traffic.
We're doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. We aren't working any collisions. Everything is moving along at the limit. I want to remind listeners that if you're traveling northbound on 395 past Parr Boulevard, get into the number one or number two lane. If you stay in the slow lane, that turns into an exit-only lane for Parr Boulevard. It can really slow you down. Just use a little extra caution while you're there. It is 65 degrees in Sparks, 64 in Carson City and in Smith Valley, 53 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather forecast.
Mild Thursday, good-looking Friday,
chillier Sunday and Monday, mid-50s by Monday. Chance of showers Sunday and Monday, so enjoy the next couple of days of mild weather. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up after the noon news at 1, it's Guy Benson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding. We'll shred them securely on site while you watch at Reno Public Market Shredding Day. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company.
This week's First Friday Shred event is May 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Reno Public Market.
At Campani Capital Ford, the new Ford F-150 is built for how Northern Nevada works and drives. From early mornings on the job site to weekends out on the road, the F-150 delivers the power, capability, and durability drivers have trusted for generations. It's tough, versatile, and ready for whatever the day throws your way, with the strength to handle the hard work and comfort to take you wherever you need to go. And right now, it's the perfect time to get behind the wheel. Get up to $7,250 in total cash on select new Ford F-150 models. That's real savings on a truck built to do it all, day in and day out. See the Ford F-150 today at Capital Ford, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. OAC excludes Ford Lightning and Raptor on select models. Ends 4/30/2026. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. See dealer for details.
This is Blake Candriva, owner of Nevada Retirement Planners. As a Ramsey Trusted Advisor, our mission is simple, helping people make their retirement dreams come true. Whether retirement is around the corner or already here, we help you build a plan with clarity and confidence. With offices in Reno and Carson City, trusted guidance is close to home. Call 775-674-2222 or visit nvretirementplanners.com to schedule your complimentary retirement consultation.
The new 99.1 FM Talk app is here, and it does it all. Wake up to 99.1 with the built-in alarm. Tap the menu for podcasts, use the timer, message or email us with the speech bubble, connect on Facebook and X, tap the microphone and send us a shout-out, and link straight to 991fmtalk.com. It's talk radio everywhere you go. Download the brand new 99.1 FM Talk app. It's free.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
An 8-day journey on foot ends today in the capital city. I'm John Potter for the new news. It's the 26th annual Nevada Peace Officers Memorial Relay Run. It began Wednesday last week with officers from all over the state running 400 plus miles from southern to northern Nevada. The baton was picked up in Lyon County Tuesday. Officers in Douglas County had it this morning, and Carson City officers are taking it to the Capitol grounds today. Then at 1 o'clock this afternoon, the Nevada Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Ceremony takes place on Capitol grounds, paying respect for officers who died in service. The ceremony itself is an honor to watch. A presentation of the colors, bagpipes, 21-gun salute, laying of the wreath, the riderless horse, and taps. This year, one name is new to the list. North Las Vegas officer Jason Roskow, fatally shot while responding to a call. Today, his name will be added to the 158 other Nevada law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
68 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know this hour. Appeal denied from a man accused of killing his girlfriend in cold blood in a case that rocked Verdi. Jesse Wright said it was in self-defense. Number two, MGM Resort says things are looking up for their Nevada casinos, recovering financially after a rough start to 2026. And a substitute teacher in Fernley kicked out of a classroom after grabbing two students by the neck inside that classroom at Fernley Intermediate School. He apparently told students this is how discipline works inside his classroom. He has been fired. It is our top national story, and after 76 days, the Homeland Security shutdown is now over. It passed the House with a voice vote, now heads to President Trump's desk. The bill funds all aspects of DHS except for ICE, which will now be dealt with through the reconciliation process.
We got the budget resolution passed, and this is very, very important because that will ensure that border security and immigration enforcement will continue today and well into the future, despite Democrat attempts to reopen our borders and protect criminal illegal aliens from removal.
FM News Doc Time. That's House Speaker Mike Johnson, by the way. FM News Doc Time, 1222.
Well, some Tahoe news right now, Greg. Boating restrictions. The Sand Harbor boat launch officially reopens tomorrow, May 1, May Day, but it will operate without docks due to extensive storm damage sustained earlier this month. A seasonal dog closure at Upper Truckee Marsh begins tomorrow to protect local wildlife during nesting season. There's a joke there. Don't use it. If you visit a park or a beach and you're with a date and there's a sign, no dogs allowed, don't be tempted. How do you get a local Nevada story out of the Elon Musk versus Sam Altman OpenAI case? That's a case that started on Monday. Elon Musk is suing Sam, or Scam, as he calls him, Altman, and the other founder, Greg Brockman, for $130 billion in the removal of Altman and unwind the for-profit conversion of OpenAI, originally supposed to be nonprofit. Well, the tie-in to Nevada is that the deal, Elon's seed money of $38 million, was struck at Burning Man in 2015. And another bit of useless trivia is Elon Musk's brother, Kimball Musk, was on the board of the Burning Man organization, but he recently resigned due to his name appearing more than 100 times in the, wait for it,
the Epstein Files.
There. I heard John earlier today say that Tioga Pass opened a few weeks ago. I was there, I think it was Saturday or Sunday. Tioga Pass was still closed. If you're trying to get down there and go up over into Yosemite or over Tioga Pass, I would double check because, as I said, I was there Sunday and it was closed. Speaking of mountain passes, one is opening. Sonora Pass opened at 10 a.m. this morning, marking the earliest opening date in the last decade. And speaking of mountain passes and roads and traveling and driving, here is Phil with another look at traffic on the new news.
There is some debris on the road on Interstate 80 eastbound at Pyramid Way in Sparks. Again, it's on the eastbound side. Watch yourself. People are having to swerve. If you get into the fast lane, you should get around that just fine without any problem. Speaking of Sparks, they're still doing a whole bunch of road work on Sparks Boulevard between Bering and Shadow Lane. It's down to one lane in each direction, and it can slow down considerably. Consider using Vista as an alternate route. It is 65 degrees in Spanish Springs, 65 in Dayton, 63 in Yerington, 52 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's your weather forecast.
It's a great way to wrap up April, kick off May, low 70s, plenty of sunshine, a few more clouds tomorrow, mostly cloudy Saturday, then cooler and wet Sunday, and much colder 50s by Monday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. This afternoon at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Warmer days are coming. Are you ready for summer? Now's the time to upgrade your outdoor space with Carson Masonry and Steel Supply. Picture a new paver patio, a custom fire pit, or elegant stonework that brings your whole yard together. Perfect for barbecues, family time, or just relaxing after a long day. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply delivers quality craftsmanship that not only looks incredible, but lasts for years to come. Don't wait until summer is here. Get your project started today. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply, where outdoor living begins.
Floods, leaks, messes, fear not. Voda Cleaning Reno restores peace. Call today, you will.
When your carpets look like they've battled the dark side, you need help from the clean side. Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Reno uses powerful professional equipment to deep clean carpets, tile, and upholstery, restoring freshness to your home. Fast, affordable, locally owned, and trusted.
Dirty carpets, Voda Cleaning in Reno. Save them, we will.
Voda Cleaning of Reno. Come over to the clean side. VodaCleanNV.com.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Nevada baseball at San Diego State this weekend. Nevada is tied with Air Force for first place, but the Aztecs are one game behind in the Mountain West. Nevada will probably finish second in the Mountain West in softball. The regular season ends this week. UNLV, the opponent for the final series, is one game behind the pack for second seed. High school baseball yesterday, Minogue locking up the top seed for next week's tourney with a 9-3 win over number 2 Reno. Spanish Springs beat Galena and Douglas beat Carson in softball today. Reed and Spanish Springs play. The Cougars are one game in front of Reed for first place in 5A in the North. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
And if you are just checking in, grabbing two kids by the scruff of their necks and using shaking and choking motions to describe his idea of classroom discipline. That's what a substitute teacher is alleged to have done inside a classroom at Fernley Intermediate School. District officials in Lyon County say once they found out about this, the sub was kicked out and fired. Officials add the teacher also used inappropriate language with the kids. The Lyon County Sheriff is now involved. The district stresses this is a clear violation of multiple district policies. We're learning more about a deadly crash involving a big rig off Highway 361 in Churchill County back on April 19th.
The Freightliner departed the paved road surface onto the right dirt shoulder, then crossed the southbound travel lane and entered the right dirt shoulder of southbound State Route 361. The Freightliner overturned onto its left side and came to rest on the right dirt shoulder of southbound State Route 361.
Kim Yoko Smith with the Nevada State Police.
The driver of the Freightliner, Tyree Ogden, a 39-year-old male from Flint, Michigan, was pronounced deceased on scene by medical personnel.
The crash still under investigation. Another deadly crash, this one taking the life of a Fernley woman. This happened back on April 17th on Highway 95 alternate. 34-year-old Candace Hernandez died when the SUV she was driving was hit by a pickup truck. That SUV overturned and Hernandez was pronounced dead at the scene. FM News Talk, Election Center 2026 and to the race for Nevada governor. A recent Noble poll shows that if the race between Governor Lombardo and Attorney General Aaron Ford were held today, it essentially would be a dead heat.
Ford definitely did better than the other ones matched up. So it was Ford versus Lombardo. It was, if the election were held today, it was 39% would vote for Lombardo, 38% of Nevada's electorate would vote for Ford. So that gives Lombardo plus one.
Mike Noble, talking with Channel 4, says that is within the margin of error. Ford's opponent in the Democratic primary, Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill, was not included in the polling. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada. Right after Fox News covers the world, it's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox
News. I'm John Saucier. Congress is a step closer to ending the nation's longest government shutdown after the House successfully voted to pass a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We got the budget resolution passed. This is very, very important because that will ensure that border security and immigration enforcement will continue today and well into the future.
This comes after an almost 80-day standoff between Republicans and Democrats over reforms to ICE and Customs and Border Protection. The suspected gunman in Saturday's attack at the White House Correspondents' Center is going to be held without bail pending trial. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, tells Fox there's no question this guy was intending to kill.
This defendant was calculated. He was premeditated. He had every intention of killing the president and anyone who got in his way.
The 31-year-old California man faces at least three federal charges. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31, 68 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Well, the Justice Department's National Fraud Enforcement Division announcing the creation of a West Coast healthcare fraud strike force that will include Nevada.
Federal officials say the new division will target healthcare fraud schemes across Arizona, Nevada, and Northern California, one of the nation's most significant technology hubs.
No one should be allowed to rip off the United States of America.
Colin McDonald, Assistant Attorney General for the National Fraud Enforcement Division.
Our healthcare fraud strike force is a model that powerfully combines data analytics with traditional investigative techniques to produce rapid results.
Noting the National Fraud Enforcement Division now consists of 9 healthcare strike forces that have prosecuted over 6,200 defendants who collectively billed federal healthcare programs and private insurers more than $45 billion. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, sparks flew on Capitol Hill today as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and other Pentagon officials answered questions before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And it was time for the senators to grill the Secretary of Defense, Democrat Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, asked Hegseth about comments President Trump made yesterday after talking with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Yesterday, the president said that Ukraine has been, quote, militarily defeated. I assume you don't agree with that assessment.
The negative nature in which you characterize the incredible and historic effort in Iran is part of the reason, Senator, why the American people view it the way they do. It's why I looked out at our press corps at the Pentagon and called them the Pharisees in the press. It's because they look for every problem.
Well, I'm asking you about
you look
Ukraine.
For every problem
do you believe
that exists
Ukraine
and
has been militarily defeated.
You missed the
plank. I would
plank.
Submit, based on my 9 trips to Ukraine, that is a false narrative that the president's buying
from Vladimir
Putin.
We are 2 months into
Putin.
A historic military success in Iran, and you want to call it a defeat.
And that again on Capitol Hill today. Yesterday, we told you that Caesars Entertainment said things were looking up in Reno. And today, MGM Resorts International says revenue is bouncing back in Vegas after a major slump. The company operates 13 resorts on the Strip. They're reporting strong numbers for the first quarter. For the entire company, net revenue is up 4% compared to the same time last year. Both companies say conventions and big events continue to drive their revenue, but leisure travel, it does remain sluggish. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:34.
This is Rick and Heather Kalla from Rat Guns and Ammo. We have the cheapest ammo, CCWs, range memberships, and the safest range around. We will match any local gun store in town or beat it. Plus, we have the coolest staff around.
CCWs are $67 for a full class, $47 for renewals, plus a free month of our gym. New shooter classes are $95 plus a free month of our range.
Rack Guns and Ammo, the one-stop shop that'll save your life.
Rack Guns and Ammo, the big gray building at the corner of Prater and Sparks Boulevard.
Ready for your first job, a career change, or looking to get back into the workforce? Visit HireMeNevada.com. Explore and apply confidentially to job openings at top Northern Nevada businesses. Your next opportunity is just a click away at HireMeNevada.com.
L&L Plumbing is hiring plumbers at $40 per hour and credentialed journeyman plumbers at $45 per hour with benefits. For more details, go to HireMeNevada.com, hit the Apply for Job tab.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
FM Talk Weather. Mild weather, low 70s during the day, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. By the weekend, a few clouds Saturday, and then cooler with wet weather Sunday and Monday, low 60s for Monday and Tuesday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
No reprieve so far for local gas prices. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Today, crude oil prices remain about $100 a barrel. The war in Iran certainly is responsible for much of our high prices here, but Nevada is getting a double dose of the pain with the declining refinery situation in California, where most of northwestern Nevada gets this gas. And in Washoe County, we have some of the highest fuel taxes in the country. Just a few gas stations in the Reno-Sparks area have regular under $5 a gallon. Only four, according to Gas Buddy. According to AAA, the current price per gallon average in Nevada went up again today over yesterday from $5.10 to $5.13. A week ago, it was $4.96. In Reno, the average for regular is now $5.35, up from $5.31 yesterday. Diesel is just outrageous now, an average of $6.40 a gallon in Reno. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher in afternoon trading, with the Dow up sharply as investors assessed a fresh batch of key economic data and a strong crop of earnings reports, particularly big tech results that fueled optimism about the AI demand boom. After the closing bell on Wednesday, Microsoft, Alphabet, Meta, and Amazon all reported robust earnings, partly due to the addition of their AI ambitions. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are in the green, and shares of drug maker Eli Lilly are jumping 6% after reporting upbeat first quarter results. Its revenue spiked 56%, fueled by growth for the company's GLP-1 drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound. And MasterCard reported first quarter earnings and revenue that exceeded analyst estimates and boosted its 2026 revenue growth outlook, and its stock is falling nearly 4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
We have 12:38 right here on KKFT at the news at noon. 68 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is time for today's Bounce with Brian, today's Keystone CPA's update from our studios here in downtown Reno. If you have a money question, Keystone is your place to be. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Happy Thursday to you, Brian.
Craig. Happy Thursday.
Well, thank you, sir. Let's talk about, you know, here's the thing. We've just heard on the business update. We've been hearing, you know, Caesars Entertainment says things are looking up. Jobless rates, the unemployment rates, they're actually the lowest in, I guess, what is it, 5 years or something like that. And interest rates, they're holding steady. If I were a betting man, and after all, this is Nevada, I would, you know, make a bet. I would say, you know, things are looking a-okay right now, and I put some money down on that. What is your assessment on the general economy?
I think okay is a good term for that right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think everybody believes they feel like it is okay, but all the indicators, you know, feedback we're getting from all the companies, businesses out there are staying steady, and mm-hmm. that's a good sign, a good indicator.
Okay, but are they expanding? That's the thing.
Well, I think we're seeing a slowdown in expansion on a lot of fronts.
Okay, so can you give me an example? I mean, you talk to business owners, you know, all day long and all mm-hmm. that. Are they not maybe hiring that extra person, or are they maybe trying to see if AI can't help them out with a certain position or anything like that?
Well, we're seeing some of that for sure. I think that a lot of growth plans have kind of been put on the back burner, or at least the side burner for now. Even one of the bankers I talked to recently said they're not loaning a lot of money for expansion right now. Mm-hmm. They're really working on trying to help people save money, squeeze down interest rates if or where they can, although obviously that's becoming a little bit tougher right now.
Okay, so is this our new normal, or do you think things, I mean, obviously things can get better, they always can, but is this mm-hmm. our new normal for a while until gas prices go down maybe?
I think so, until things settle down in the Middle East and, you know, we have some more clarity and understanding about where things are headed. Yeah, I think this is kind of where we're going to be for a minute.
Okay, so what is the key for a retail investor who might be on Robinhood or even, you know, Acorns or something like that? You know, they're looking at their portfolio, they're like, ah, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, I think just being settled and disciplined about your approach. You know, I think diversification is still really important. Obviously, there's some hot sectors out there, and you know, chasing the next hot thing is not always the best idea. Maybe in small amounts of our portfolio, that's, you know, a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a more disciplined approach, broadly spread in the market, makes a lot of sense.
So you call for a financial quarterback for things. I mean, obviously, a quarterback is the person who, if you're a fan of football, American football anyway, you know, at all, that's the person who essentially holds the team together and makes the plays. Yep. So what does a financial quarterback do?
You know, it's an interesting situation. You know, we talk about financial quarterback. So many people I see are out there trying to manage all these very difficult conversations on their own. Mm-hmm. They're talking to their CPA. Then they go translate that to their financial advisor. They're trying to translate those stories to their attorney. And they're trying to piece it all together, being the middleman and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not trained to do that. So mm-hmm. we see the best outcomes when we have someone like a financial advisor sitting beside the client, the customer, really working with them side by side, but helping to have those conversations, making sure the right people are having the right conversations in the right way.
Yeah, and that's something that, at least right now anyway, AI cannot replicate. You can't do that sort of thing with AI.
No, you know, I always say, you know, there's always a mathematical equation that gets us to the right answer, but there's also a heartfelt part of the conversation that has to be interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And to help clients manage through all those things, it's really delicate, important part of the process.
Absolutely, and Keystone can help with that. 775-786-4900. Want to thank you, Brian Wheeler, Bounce with Brian, for joining us. We'll talk again tomorrow, perhaps one last time.
Sounds great. Always look forward to it.
And me as well. All right, very good. FM News Talk time. It is 1242. Jerry.
And Greg, a request for Brian. Maybe tomorrow he can address and get some more details on the executive order that President Trump signed today, expanding access to retirement plans. Maybe some details on that tomorrow. That's my personal request.
All right. Brian is nodding, and we will make sure that that happens.
All right.
Thank
sounds
you very much.
Good. The Peace Officers Memorial Run is wrapping up and winding up in the state capitol here at Carson City. The Nevada Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Ceremony is happening today and tomorrow at the state capitol to honor fallen officers. There is a weather warning. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze watch for Thursday night into Friday morning. Tonight into tomorrow, temperatures are predicted to drop down to 19 degrees in some areas. Well, going back to John's story, just a couple of anecdotal stories here. $9 a gallon at Lee Vining for diesel, $8 in Tahoe last night. I saw that. If you drive a diesel exclusively right now, ouch. California, in their great wisdom, could explore reintroducing grizzly bears if a state bill passes. Grizzly bears have been extinct in California since 1922. It was killed, the last one, in Tulare County. That's where I grew up, and I'm innocent. Now, California is proposing to reintroduce the bear. Senate Bill 1305, it's called the California Grizzly Restoration Act, and the bill would require the Department of Fish and Wildlife to develop a roadmap for the reintroduction of grizzly bears into California. That also require a scientific assessment and consultation. You ask why? I don't know. With Native American tribes in California, the California Grizzly Restoration Act was also co-sponsored by the Yurok and Tejon tribes. The bill is set for a hearing on May 4th, and along with wolves in California, concerned growing about reintroducing an apex predator and the problems it will pose to rural communities in bear country. Assemblymember Heather Hadwick, who represents District 1, that includes Lake Tahoe, has opposed the bill, saying that the introduction could impact livestock, public safety, and local economies. You think? Traffic and weather together next on 99.1 FM News at noon. Traffic.
We're doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. No incidents to tell you about. It is moving along at the limit. But speaking of the limit, be careful up in the Lake Tahoe area on the east side. They're repaving U.S. 50 between Spooner Summit and the Nevada-California border. It's down to one lane in each direction, and it will be for the next couple of years. Be prepared for that. It is 66 degrees in Sparks, 63 in Wellington, 64 in Minden, 53 degrees in Klein Village. Here is your weather forecast.
Mild Thursday, good-looking Friday, chillier Sunday and Monday, mid-50s by Monday. Chance of showers Sunday and Monday, so enjoy the next couple of days of mild weather. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up after the noon news at 1, it's Guy Benson, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Spring is here, Reno, and if you're thinking about upgrading your backyard, now is the time. At Reno Outdoor Living, their delivery calendar fills up fast. From premium grills and pizza ovens to fire features, they help you get it right the first time. Don't wait until summer to wish you had started sooner. Swing by the showroom at 252 East Glendale and talk to Mike about your project. Reno Outdoor Living, where your backyard becomes the best room of the house.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Hey, Sparks and Reno, craving pizza that's hot, fresh, and loaded with flavor? Head to Pizzava, your late-night fix, till 3 a.m. in Midtown and 1 a.m. in Sparks. Chewy dough, fresh sauce, mountains of gooey mozzarella. Try the backyard pizza or double pepperoni. It's the best in town. And right now, grab our all-day pickup special, a huge extra-large cheese pizza for just $14.99. Open past midnight for delivery or takeout. Pizzava.com or call 567-0000. Reno and Sparks' favorite. Pizzava, community-driven.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
68 degrees right now from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Greg Neft with you. And just moments ago from the Oval Office, President Trump said Iran is, quote, dying to make a deal. He spoke to reporters.
If we didn't have that V2 bomber, if we didn't go in and do what we did, we obliterated that nuclear capacity of theirs.
President Trump says Iran has been decimated.
But they are in very bad shape, and they've got nothing, including leadership. I mean, you know, the leaders he got.
Meantime, it's Kentucky Derby weekend, and one businessman looks to turn his luck around in the Saturday race. He's the owner of the Morning Line favorite Renegade.
Getting here, you know, I mean, I'm good friends with Rick Pitino. He's been to 7 Final Fours. He won 2 championships, right? 7 Final Fours is pretty cool.
And that's Mike Repol, who's a New York native who made his fortune in the sports drink industry. He began his thoroughbred operation 20 years ago. Again, it's actually going to be Kentucky Derby weekend, if you can think about that. Other news that we are following this hour, word is that things are getting testy with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, back on Capitol Hill. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly went back and forth during the hearing this morning.
The time frame we were existing under was unacceptable.
Okay, well,
and what
tell
this
me.
Budget does, I mean, months and years, what, fast.
Years.
I mean, we're building new plants in real time.
So just to replace what we have expended.
I said months.
And then you said years.
Both, it depends on the weapon system.
And things didn't improve much from there.
So you're the Secretary of Defense. The things you say matter. And your response here, right now, makes it clear to the American people exactly why you are not right for this job.
It makes it clear to our enemies, Senator.
And it should be noted that Hegseth had accused Senator Kelly of Arizona of sedition at some point. Word is that there's going to be a change of things. Two of the biggest names in tech are being mentioned in new reports about the future ownership of the Seattle Seahawks.
There is growing buzz that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Apple CEO Tim Cook could be potential buyers if the Seahawks ever hit the market. The team is currently controlled by the Paul Allen Trust, which has not announced any plans to sell, but analysts say the franchise's rising value, now estimated at more than $5 billion, makes it attractive to deep-pocketed tech leaders. Neither Zuckerberg nor Cook has commented publicly, and no sale is underway. I'm Monica Nelson.
Well, he's a giant in the outlaw country music scene. You might know the name David Allan Coe. Well, he passed away today, and word is that his fans are indeed in mourning.
Youth spending time in correctional facilities. Country music singer David Allan Coe has passed. His wife, Kimberly, telling Rolling Stone, in part, one of the best singers, songwriters, and performers of our time, never to be forgotten. He was 86 years old, a representative for Coe, told the Music Universe the singer died in intensive care Wednesday. A cause of death was not immediately released. Coe had a troubled youth, spending time in correctional facilities, and after his release, he moved to Nashville to pursue music and released his debut album, Penitentiary Blues, in 1970. He eventually wrote songs for artists like Tanya Tucker and wrote Johnny Paycheck's massive hit, Take This Job and Shove It, before finding solo success. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Taking that job and shoving it. Oh, my goodness, what a great song that was. FM News Doc Time, it is 1253.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Aces got back in the win column with a 5-2 victory over Sugarland last night. Third baseman Danny Cerretti's three-run homer in the sixth did the job. Tahoe Night Monsters may have the final game of the season tonight. Kansas City won Game 3 of the first round of the ECHL playoffs last night. Game 4 tonight. So far this season, Kansas City's dominated Tahoe. Nevada softball team opens the final regular season series at UNLV today. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserve, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Breaking news, local voices.
Jerry, if I may be so bold as to call you Mr. Jerry. Now, I'm an old hunter myself, but that was never my passion. But I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate this little news edition that you put with your program. My best to you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Real Impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
Hey, when was the last time you cleaned your carpet? No, I don't mean when you rented a machine from the supermarket or sprayed some powder chemical and vacuumed it up. I mean a deep, professional cleaning by Floormasters trained technicians using the latest state-of-the-art equipment. Floormasters, family-owned and operated for over 25 years. Your local carpet cleaning experts and more. When you need the best, call the best. Search FloormastersNV.com.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And President Trump signing an executive order he says will expand retirement savings accounts to those Americans who do not get them from private insurers. Jerry alluded to this earlier. The order will direct the Treasury to start a new website, TrumpIRA.gov, where the government will match up to $1,000 for those making $35,000 a year or less. The order is an extension of legislation passed in 2022 called Savers Match, the president making the announcement in the Oval Office.
I'm thrilled to sign a historic executive order expanding access to high-quality retirement savings accounts for millions of Americans. In my State of the Union earlier this year, I promised to make the same types of retirement accounts enjoyed by the federal employees available to all Americans. So that's what we're doing.
Trump in the Oval Office this morning. FM News Talk Time, 12:58. Jerry?
And don't forget, I made a executive order myself just now. The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll. We'll keep it up through Friday. We'll have the results on Monday. It'll be up over the weekend as well. Who are you voting for in the Congressional District 2 primary? You've got five names there. There are actually 13. We just picked five. So you can vote there. Please do, 991fmtalk.com. Don't forget, the Carson City Republican Party is having a town hall meeting this evening from 6 to 9 p.m. Don't be rude, but don't just sit there and let them urinate on you and tell you it's raining. Stand up and ask if any one of those yokels will introduce a bill to stop giving driver's license, privilege cards, whatever they want to call it, to illegal aliens. They'll be there tonight. Ask them, are you going to stop it? Tell them, give a shout out to us and say, hey, the folks over at 99.1 FM Talk keep asking, when are you idiots, you cockroaches, going to stop giving driver's licenses, driving privilege cards, if you prefer, to illegal aliens? For Greg, John, Craig, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Mr. Jerry.
First with Fox, first on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.